This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, Old Man Winter is finally here after an extended vacation. It's already bringing heavy snow just off to our west, and as the day proceeds, we're going to see it make its way across the entire state. Now, check local listings, but the main call from the National Weather Service is for 6 to 12 inches to fall across the state in the next 36 hours. So what is that going to mean for moisture in our soil? We'll find out right after this.
A new year brings new opportunities for Iowa soybean farmers. From biofuels and policy to a changing market landscape, many factors impact the value of Iowa soybean crop. Learn about these trends and more on January 30th by attending Farm Forward, powered by the Iowa Soybean Association. Register today at iasoybeans.com and position your farm for success in 2024 and beyond. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
Now in January, we do expect to get snow, and many of us don't look forward to it. However, we're pretty dry, and any rainfall or moisture is going to be welcomed. But how much moisture will this storm bring to our soil? I'll put it in perspective, an inch of rain is equivalent to about 13 inches of snow. So we can expect the equivalent of a half an inch of rain to an inch of rain in our state in the next 36 hours. Before you celebrate, we got to consider other factors. Snow won't give any moisture to the ground until it melts. And with temperatures right around freezing and dropping over the next 36 hours or more, the temperatures are going to drop in the soil, which means there will be no absorption whatsoever. In fact, the 4-inch ground temperatures are already right around the freezing part in the northern half of the state, just slightly warmer to the south. Eric Snodgrass is principal atmospheric scientist for Nutrient Ag Solutions, and he talks about what we could expect from this system.
It's the best-looking storm I've seen in a long time. And so to see one that's this deep as it goes over the mountains and then ejecting in the southern plains, I mean, we could be putting down snow from Colorado and Kansas to Nebraska and to Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan. I mean, that's a big group of states that really need to see some snow, and we need the moisture. So I'm excited to watch it, but it's going to change so much over the next few days. And by the time we get to next Wednesday, when it's really raging east, we'll finally know what we got out of it. But it's one of a sequence of storms. I think we've got in total maybe five systems lined up to hit the United States in the next 15 days. So it'll be a busy go of it.
Snodgrass says El Nino has peaked and plateaued, but there's more affecting the weather than just that.
Really, there are some things kind of moving over the top of it that are really helping out. And one of the things is it finally dislodged the really cold air in Alaska and Greenland. So when we move that out and bring warm air to those places, guess where the cold air goes? It goes here. It goes into the midsection of North America. So what we've got now is finally a recipe to have enough cold air to make the jet stream invigorate coming over the mountains, and that's going to produce a couple, well, maybe three, four, five systems rolling across the country. How much snow do we end up getting? I'll be honest, the night before is when I might have a clue, because we'll finally see the track of the low, but the potential exists for this one to be a 4 to 12 incher somewhere.
Of course, no matter what form or how much or how little makes it to the ground, every drop of water and every flake of snow is vital right now.
Yeah, one of the things I looked at was I made a map starting in January of 2000 up until the end of 2023. So that's 4 years of data. I've got parts of Iowa and parts of Nebraska and parts of Missouri and even parts of Kansas that are between 20 and 40 inches in deficit over the four-year stretch. But you think about that. If you got a spot in Iowa that's 40 inches in deficit, that's a whole year plus worth of rain they've missed out in the last four.
Of course, remember, no matter how much snow we do eventually get this winter, Snodgrass says it's not going to be a quick fix for our soil moisture. It's going to take several seasons before we get anywhere close to normal in that soil moisture. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.